Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Are you hurting today? Feel like you can't face it? Let Jesus face it for you. Welcome to Praying Pals and our weekly message of hope in Jesus Christ. Open your heart to Jesus if you're hurting today. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrows. And that's found in Psalm 147, verse 3. You know, a lot of us have bad news, and sometimes we have so much bad news, we think the next time that the phone rings is going to be more bad news. But we have to remember that we can focus on the good news of the gospel, and that the bad news never takes away from the good news that we have, that God always wins, and that the gospel remains true. God is faithful. So let's be sure to trust him more than how we feel, because he is for real. And this week, I encourage you to just really pour your heart out to the Lord. And again, take God's word for it. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrows. Let's pray today. And if some of you have not yet known the good news, Jesus died in your place on the cross to bear the punishment for all the mistakes, all the sins, all the anti-God decisions in your life. And he bore your punishment on the cross. That's why he came, to conquer sin and death. And so you have to just receive him in your heart and receive what he did instead of trying to do things your way. Because frankly, we can't save ourselves. Only Jesus saves. And so if we want to be saved from punishment, both here and hereafter, trust in Jesus. So we're going to put our faith in Jesus today. And for those of us who are brokenhearted and needing the Lord's comfort, we're going to pray for that as well in this prayer. So let's just turn from our things and turn to him now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together through the radio. I pray that you would just help people to sense that you are with them. Some of the folks listening right now desire to put their faith in you, Jesus, as their personal Savior and Lord. So we take this time to do that. Right now, we just turn from doing things our way. We repent from our sins. We recognize that we have not been following you. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to be our Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. We turn from our former ways and turn to you, the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you for your forgiveness. And we just right now just say, Jesus is Lord. And now we pray for comfort. We pray for comfort for the brokenhearted. We pray that you would just minister to their hearts. We thank you that you do bind up the wounds of our hearts, and that you you know how to comfort us in only ways that you can. So Lord, today we just confess you as our Savior and Lord, and put our faith and trust in you, not in what people say, but in what you say in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Print off a Bible verse and that applies to whatever trial you're going through. Print off a Bible verse and post it where you can see it about that topic. And then when you see that scripture, ask the Lord to help you to remember it throughout the day. And he is faithful. He'll help you. Now remember Psalm 34:10, folks. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. But God is good, and he is with you. So stay involved in church, enjoy Jesus, and join us at prayingpals.org For extra prayer support 24/7, we have about 4,000 some people worldwide praying every Friday. So join us at prayingpals.org. Now have a bright, blessed week, my friends, because Jesus is Lord.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.